And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The state of Oklahoma and Tulsa County continue to hit more COVID milestones. The state's 7-day average of new infections is now over 3,000 people per day. Yesterday, Tulsa County added 509 new cases, bringing the total confirmed in the county to over 30,000. The state also reported a record high 1,566 Oklahomans hospitalized, 446 are in intensive care. To combat the spread of the virus in Green Country, many cities have started to pass mask mandates similar to Tulsa's. Last night, Sand Springs and Muskogee approved mask ordinances, but in Broken Arrow last night, their city council voted down a resolution that would have simply encouraged residents to wear masks. The resolution failed 1-4. The only councilor who voted in favor was Johnny Parks.
I just don't think that this city would ever pass a mandate, but I would vote for it if these numbers keep going up. So the way I look at it, I'd like to see something happen to cause these numbers to go down.
Councilor Christy Gillespie said she doesn't believe the science showing that masks work and state data showing that mask mandates have reduced spread in cities in Oklahoma that have adopted them.
At this point, we know what we believe. There is nothing anybody's going to say to any of us that's going to change our minds.
The vast majority of citizens speaking during public comment were opposed to the resolution, with many fearing passing the resolution would either be perceived as a mandate or would lead to one. Mayor Craig Thurman said there is no mandate coming.
This resolution is not a mandate, though.
But the next one is.
Well, but there is not going to be a next one.
Says who?
Says us.
Here's Councillor Parks again, the lone vote in favor.
The resolution was just that. It was a recommendation. So I think there's good recommendations. I think it's good for the citizens to know that the city council is recommending some things.
The city of Broken Arrow says it still encourages residents to follow CDC guidelines regarding COVID-19, which do include the wearing of masks. The city of Tulsa's council is set to hold a special meeting tonight to consider tightening restrictions to lower the spread of the virus. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.